neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Here we see at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, finally after a week, accepted the mission. So Hashem asked him, Maze Beyadecha. So the way it's written in Sefer Torah, there is no hey. Maze is four letters, Mem He, Zain He. But the way it's written in the Torah is a Mem Zain He. There's no He. So Hashem said, what is this in your hand? So Rashi HaKadosh explains that actually Hashem gave a code to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. Because the way it's written, you can read it, Mize, means with this. So Hashem meant, I have to hit you up with this, Mize, with this staff. By the way, do you know how much, because he didn't accept the mission right away. You know the weight of the Mate? You know how much he weighed? No? You don't know?
It's heavy. I don't know how much he weighed.
You know when it was created, right? The Mate? Right, and Gorgomishi, they call it, and Bin Hashemashot at the time of creation. He weighed half a ton.
So half a ton?
Yeah, half a ton.
How he carried it all the time?
Shabeno?
Yeah.
How did he carry the coffin of Yosef HaSadiq by himself? From Fulad, from lead. How could he carry it? So that.
They know the code.
Find out the wonder of creation. But you're talking about the Cain?
Yeah, the Asa, yeah.
The Asa.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, like a low, it would carry by itself, the Asa?
Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom would carry it. He carried the Luchot, he carried the coffin, all by all his own.
The Luchot had weight, but not, it was...
You see, there's a special vitamin, when you take it, you become very powerful. It's so called vitamin tough. You know what that is? Chasek Baruch, yeah. It's a vitamin tough.
Huh? Yitro has a lot of power too, because he was the one who took it out of Egypt.
No, this is a different story. So now we'll see. So now here, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was sold by Hashem through the staff on the ground. Why? So then when he became a snake, then what did he tell him?
You have to
take it from the
tail of the snake.
And what happened to it?
And it became a staff in
him. Very nice. I heard something unbelievable from Nitziv, mi Berlin. Zatzal, it's just an unbelievable thing. He says, why Hashem had to present such a special miracle to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom? So he explains that why people hesitate to do something, to start something. Why? I mean, you don't know, you can guess.
They're
scared of the outcome, or maybe they feel, you know, it's not going to go through. I'm not suitable for it. I'm not qualified for it. So they don't value themselves. So now here, at the beginning of his mission, Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, listen, you can build yourself how you think. If you just throw yourself on the ground, you're going to be a snake. But if you grab your tail that you think you're nothing, then you can turn yourself to
staff.
What do they use the staff for?
To hold to it,
right? To rely to it. So he was telling him, you have the option to create nechashim in your head, or you give yourself such a feedback, no, I can't do it, it's nothing, I'm able to go through it, I'm qualified for it. So it's up to you. So Arav explains, Nitziv, that the only reason that the mission of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom started with such a presentation, to show him, don't say I cannot do it, you'll be able to do it, it's all up to you. It's a very beautiful quote. When you hear Mashiach, what does it remind you? When they say Mashiach, what does it remind you?
Yeah,
very nice. So now, if you add Mem and the Yud, how many you get?
50.
The letter Av, the letter of the 50 in alphabet is which one?
Nun.
So now, you take the Mem Yud out and put Nun.
Nachash.
Mashiach is a Nachash? What does it mean? What's the connection? You understand what happened?
Yes.
What's the connection?
Moshe
no, why the letters of Mashiach is Nachash? Why?
Because if you don't believe in them, you come in Nachash. No. The Moshiach. If you don't believe in the Geulah, could be the opposite.
And they learn very beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. They learn another beautiful message. And that is, anytime that you want to act like a Mashiach, you do what you want to do something good, you want to go ahead, you want to make it happen. So now, what's going to happen at that moment? Yes, Nachash is going to beat you. Who are you? You cannot do this. You know why? You became a Hasid now? You became a Sadiq now? So now here, that's why the letters of Mashiach is exactly Nachash. You want to get up early in the morning, come to Beit Knesset, you know what's going to happen? You want to be a Mashiach, then Nachash comes. Yeah. So, Mashiach, Shalom, Yem, Aren, Aleinu, Zahar, Hashem. And Bezchuta, Niskevi, Yeshuot, Besorot, Tovot.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.